Cherry says she's gonna walk, cause she found that.
Hey, this is Anya.
And this is Peter.
And we're from Rock and Roll High School every first and third Wednesday at 8 p.m.
And you're listening to WGXC, Acre, Hudson, Catskill, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears, baby. Wow.
The exhibition Line, Mass, and Form at Art Austerlitz is one of the many exhibitions and gallery shows on the WGXC community calendar at wgxc.org. The show Line, Mass, and Form features artists Stuart Farmery, Alan Koppel, Zach Nevin, Eric Wolf, and Martine Kaczynski. There's also a special installation by artist Kate Shackle on the grounds that runs through the end of this show, July 25th. The show is open every Saturday and Sunday through July 25th from noon to 4 p.m. Find out more in the WGXC community calendar about Line, Mass, and Form at Art Austerlitz through June 25th. And in the WGXC community calendar at wgxc.org. All summer, there are tours at the Hudson Athens Lighthouse every second Saturday of the month through October. You can visit the 1874 lighthouse that's in the middle of the Hudson River. The tours leaving from the Henry Hudson Riverfront Park in Hudson at 11 a.m., noon, 1 p.m., and 2 p.m., and from the Athens Village Riverfront Park at 11:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., 1:30 p.m., and 2:30 p.m. That's the Hudson Athens Lighthouse Tours all summer on the second Saturday. And you can find out more on the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org.
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by Kravitz and Son Roofing, a local family-owned and operated full-service roofing company for more than 48 years. Specializing in residential and commercial roof construction, repair, maintenance, and replacement using high-quality and affordable roofing products. Information at 518-567-4026 or online at KravitzandSonRoofing.com.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Daniel Rue of Tivoli, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Here are some highlights from the WGXC Newsroom's Week in News.
Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics. Governor Andrew Cuomo on July 17th will be interviewed by investigators charged with probing allegations of sexual harassment and misconduct leveled against him by multiple women. The interview is to be conducted in Albany and was first reported by the New York Times. This news comes after other administration officials were also questioned by investigators June Kim and Ann Clark in recent weeks. Rich Asapardi, a spokesperson for the governor, accused investigators of leaking information concerning the probe. Asapardi wrote in a statement, and I quote, "We have said repeatedly that the governor doesn't want to comment on this review until he has cooperated. But the continued leaks are more evidence of the transparent political motivation of the Attorney General's review," end quote. According to Reisman, the timing of Cuomo's interview is an indication that the investigation is close to reaching its final stage. Democratic and Republican state lawmakers have called on Cuomo to resign. Cuomo has been accused of making inappropriate comments to women who worked in his office. He has said he apologizes to anyone who may have felt uncomfortable. In recent weeks, Cuomo has insisted he is eager to tell his side of the story. Read more about this story at nystateofpolitics.com. Michael Guizdala reports in the Troy Record that Rensselaer County Executive Steve McLaughlin and Nassau Supervisor Dave Fleming both declared a state of emergency after storms damaged areas in the county July 14th. Meteorologist Neil Stewart of the National Weather Service in Albany said, and I quote, What happened was some thunderstorms developed and they kept repeatedly tracking over Rensselaer County for 2 or 3 hours, and the rainfall amounts ranged between 2 and 4.5 inches in that short period of time. End quote. A bridge on Taborton Road washed away during the storm. And Fleming said there were, and I quote, significant impacts at the Dewey-Lofell Superfund site and torn up Little Thunder Brook. The damage done from last night's storm was worse than Hurricane Irene. We have lost new road construction, roads that have never flooded, and culverts across much of the northern part of town, end quote. The National Weather Service predicts more rain this weekend. Stewart said, and I quote, we're keeping an eye on it, but it's early to really zero in on specific areas that may have a flood threat over the weekend, end quote. Read more about this story in the Troy Record. Representative Antonio Delgado gave a town hall meeting July 14th in Cairo's Angelo Cana Park and spoke about the storm that wreaked havoc in Coxsackie last week, and how the proposed infrastructure bill being considered currently in Washington might address the water issues in that Greene County town.
We got to get something done, particularly when it comes to our roads, our bridges, broadband, and certainly water infrastructure. I was just in Coxsackie, might have been yesterday, the days blend together, meeting, thinking with the mayor, Mayor Evans over there. You know, that microburst that came through was serious. And the water lines constantly are, you know, breaking, and there's constant issues that are plaguing our communities, our rural communities. We've got to do more to invest in our water infrastructure and our piping for our communities, both from a safety standpoint and an investment in our communities economically to drive investment into our neighborhood. So that's a big focus of mine as we gear up to focus on infrastructure.
A video of the entire town hall meeting is available on Delgado's Facebook page, with a link to it on the WGXE newsroom page. Diane Baldwin is reporting in the Columbia paper that towns around the state have until December 31st to pass a law against cannabis sales in their jurisdictions. Ankrum, Copeg, and Kinderhook town officials are all looking into the pros and cons. In Ankrum, an email survey asked residents, and I quote, should the town of Ankrum opt out of provisions of the marijuana law that permit the establishment in the town of Ankrum of stores that sell marijuana and lounges where you can smoke marijuana, end quote. Of those polled, 61% want the town to allow sales, while 39% want Ankrum to opt out. In Copeck, resident Miranda Maganini told the board that a cannabis store in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, does $60,000 worth of business every weekend and could generate $125,000 a year in taxes for Copeck. In Kinderhook, Supervisor Patsy Leader said that there are, and I quote, a lot of pros and cons, end quote, to the issue. So far, the Kinderhook board has tabled making any decision on opting out of allowing the cannabis dispensaries. Read more about this story in the Columbia paper. And now, here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, a chance of showers before 11 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 77 degrees. For Saturday night, showers and possibly a thunderstorm before 2 a.m. with a temperature low of around 65 degrees. And on Sunday, showers are likely with thunderstorms also possible after 2 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 78 degrees. And showers and thunderstorms are expected on Sunday night. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 63 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC 90.7 FM. Radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties. WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Greenville Drive-In 32, a destination for movies and music under the stars of the Northern Catskills since 1959. Seasonal programming information at drivein32.com or 518-966-2177.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Michael Gassman of Arlington, Virginia. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
90.7 FM.
Acre, Hudson, Catskill.
Number 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10.
We're going to do some transmitting and receiving now. This is Modest Mouse's 2021 song, Transmitting Receiving, from the Golden Casket album on the radio at WGXC.
Wagons, airplanes, cars, bathtubs, and drains, smartphones, doorbells, refrigerators, pencils, hands, paper, skin, hair, watermelon, alligators, volcanoes, and super freighters, dust on floors, greasy pores, the food you eat, open doors, from the house to the shoes you bought, scissor lifts, toys, rocks, crabs, asses, pennies, tin, magnets, rabbits, ponds, dreams, and the ocean of our own air, quartz, stars, defibrillators, lines, stresses, beats, shouts, tornadoes, crop pods, no cross, baseballs, plants, moving, small, oysters, mussels, mirrors, yards, EKG, balloons, cocoons, macadamias, plants, we are sulfur pools, rivers, ice, skin, patent leather, lights,
nothing in this world's gonna petrify me, we are repeating,
drones, clones, trees and stalks,
we are transmitting.
Mushrooms, atoms,
we are receiving.
Office dividers, mitochondria, capital.
Well, nothing in this world's gonna petrify me. We are repeating.
Seeds, toes, weeds, herds of elk teeth.
We've been transmitting.
Birds, forest fires, crispy chicken, bango.
We've been receiving.
Lots of coal, things getting pulled into two black holes. Horses, wagons, airplanes, cars, bathtubs, into drains.
But something's on.
Yesterday,
tomorrow,
but
something's on.
into dreams.
But something's all visible.
Number nine.
This next song is from Columbia County-based poet Karen Schomer, who's also a member of the Jaded Azurites with Mike Watt and the Skyfurrows with the Burnt Hills folks from Albany. Here in the Field Knots, she's collaborating with Robert Lloyd from the band Typing Test. This is the Field Knots' first song. It's called Mountain.
What do you call the edge of a field? Silver beaded rim. Birch brim. Wind speaks a stretched out syllable. Splayed fingers hold the edge of a page. The mountains are text blocks. I read as I walk. Skimming over red berries. Vine softened trunks. Confusion of dead trees, thrown backwards along the line, brown with use, foxed and spotted. The earth is writing. What do you call the edge of a field? A line of is or be. Connects trees, hills, mountains. Half a mile, quarter mile, tenth. Beings and is's move synchronously, scroll like snow. Thank you. flakes enlarge as they swerve toward me. I walk the stretched out word, flat, unbroken, white, line like a spine, keeps hills, trees, rocks together. The mountains are building up to quite a speech. The earth is writing, writing.
Number
8 8 8 8 8 8.
That was composer Gabriella Smith and cellist Gabriel Cabazas with Bard of a Wasteland from their 2021 album Lost Cause with producer Nadia Serrata.
Number 7.
7.
7.
7.
7. 7. 7.
We'll be right back.
That was Ben Chasney, better known as Six Organs of Admittance, with the song All That They Left You from 2021.
Number
six. I hate the winter, can't stand the cold. I tend to cancel all the plans.
I'm so sorry, I can't make it.
But when the heat comes, something takes a hold. Can I kick it? Yeah, I can. My cheeks in high color, overripe peaches. No shirt, no shoes, only my features. My boy behind me, he's taking pictures. Take the boys and girls onto the beaches. Come on, come all, tell you my secrets. I'm kinda like a prettier Jesus. Forget all of the tears that you've cried, it's over. Acid green, aquamarine. The girls are dancing in the sand. And I throw my cellular device in the water. Can you reach me? No, you can't. My cheeks in hot color, overripe peaches. No shirt, no shoes, only my features. My boy behind me, he's taking pictures.
He's taking pictures.
Lead the boys and girls onto the beaches. Come on, come on, tell you my secrets. I'm kinda like a prettier Jesus. Turn it on in a new kind of bright. It's solar. Come on and let the bliss begin. Think three times when you feel it kicking in that
five. This is 2021 music from Kid Millions, the drummer from Oneida, Jan St. Werner from Mouse on Mars. The album's called Imperium Droop, and this song is Apotropaic. Thank you.
number.
Four.
From Japan, that was Food Man with the track Edgy Fly from the 2021 album Yasarigi Land on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number
3.
from the 2021 album Skirlage. That was the song Preston Melodics from Musique.
Number
two.
Modor Maktor with the song Taliat from his Afrique Victim 2020 album.
Number
one.
I saw you
Here's Jeff Spears' set from the WGXE 10th anniversary show, May 26, 2021, at the Greenville Drive-In in Greene County.
The opportunity of how people listen alone in a car or with another person in a car to a radio piece and how it they go into it is entirely different and so much more intimate. There's nothing like the live presence. And radio, in its weird way, is as close to live presence as you get. Because of the way you receive it and because it goes out to people you don't even know who they are. So people switch stations, you know? The joy of radio, putting it out there, you know, getting that real picture into the media that hasn't been politicized, that hasn't been turned into sensational news, that isn't there to pump you up and propaganda.
You know, and Green County.
And maybe reach across to somebody who's didn't even know any of these things are out there.
And when there's that expression of, well, I was listening to the radio and I just had to pull off the highway and, you know, listen to this thing. Because that's how much it asks of you. You know, you want all your senses, you want all of your faculties, your cerebral cortex, you know, your amygdala, you know, everything is pulled in. It is asking you to create your own images after what you hear. And that's different from music, which people don't have such problem with that because they have this visual thing, which is book, with words, and then visualization is different. This is different. You are being asked to sharpen your hearing, sharpen your listening, listen for and think back about. Listen for a variety of other things that are going on, and teach that part, the theme, the story. It's a skill. It really is a skill. And you just are invited to have this rich structure to hear.
When I moved back where I'm currently living at the top of California's Redwood Coast, I discovered that the community gave
me a lot of WZXC 9.7
You're listening to WGXC 90.7.
You're listening to WGXC
90.7.
WGXC 90.7 FM.
Like two series
Performances